This episode is brought to you by VW Trends Magazine. Check them out for all the latest trends in the VW scene. You can subscribe to the magazine at VWTrendsMagazine.com.
Good morning and welcome to the show. My name is Sean Smith.
And my name is Prescott Phillips, and this is Brew City Bug Talk.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. Hey, how's it going today, Prescott?
I am beat down tired.
You're beat down tired? Why are you so beat down tired? What happened?
From yesterday. You remember yesterday.
Why our listeners don't remember yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday was the Michigan Buggy Builders show swap meet in Lansing, Michigan. And it's how many years is it now? 40 years? I think this is the 40th year.
Yeah, they advertised something. I don't remember.
Not exactly. Annual because of COVID and everything, but... It's the largest indoor, not Volkswagen only, but Volkswagen, pretty much Volkswagen only.
I mean, there were a couple of vendors that had little odds and ends, but it was pretty much everything.
Yeah, it's geared toward off-road, and it's buggy builders, you know, not just Volkswagen buggies, but every kind of buggy. I've been going to this for 40 years or so. So it's a one-day deal, and you got to get up early. And
oh, my God. That was the worst part was the drive.
Yeah. Well, it's 5 hours away. It's in Lansing, Michigan, and we're in Milwaukee, so it's 5 hours away. So we drive 5 hours. We lose an hour because of the time change. And years ago, we used to get a hotel room, but it didn't make any sense because we'd have to go get in line at 4:30 in the morning to get into the building because it's a one-day event. So everybody in the morning has to set up before the doors actually open at 9 or 10 or whatever. So, yeah, so we used to get a room, but now we blast to the nearest BW3s. We close that place at, you know, they're open till midnight.
Yeah, they're only open till midnight, so, so it's not all that exciting closing that place out.
But. Yeah, so we close BW3s with our group, and then we go sleep in the parking lot next to the convention center.
Yeah, that was interesting. Woke up at like 5 in the morning.
Police?
4 o'clock in the morning. And there was probably 6 squad cars parked down at the end of the parking lot. And there, it's right across the Riverwalk. And they were walking up and down the river looking. And then all of a sudden, they go lights and sirens blasting out of there.
Yeah, and I didn't hear the guy yelling profanities, but somebody was yelling
stuff.
F you, top of his lungs. And I'm like, what is going on out there?
That was pretty wild. We're sitting there in the middle of this parking lot, and all of a sudden, all these cops are just blasting around. I'm like, whoa, what's happening here?
And then they let us in at, what, 5:30?
Yeah, a little bit before that, but I mean, it was pretty nice. Yeah, it was nice and easy setup. We could drive right in there, unload our stuff, and then go park.
Yeah, so we set up, and then this show ends pretty early. So it ended, well, we always leave early. We have a bunch of dollies.
That's because we were pretty much sold out of most. It was kind of cool. We sold most of our stuff. I mean, we had a little bit left, but I mean, it was nice being able to carry out less than you brought in.
So it's another 5 hours back home. So it's, I think I was door to door. It was 25 hours.
Yeah, it was a long.
with like 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah, it was definitely long. I think at 11 or 12 o'clock, I hit a wall and I'm just like, oh my God. But I must have did like 100 laps around that place because I was so tired and I was trying to stay awake that I just kept walking around. People were probably getting sick of me thinking I was like stalking their booths and stuff, but whatever.
Yeah, but anyways, it was a long day, but we survived it. I made some money.
Cool. It was fun, yeah.
Yeah, sold some books.
Oh, it was nice. It was actually pretty cool. We actually met listeners of the show, which was pretty awesome. Like, that was my first time being out in public and having listeners come up to us and say hi, which was pretty awesome. So thank you guys for all those that stopped at the booth and said hello to us because that was really cool meeting you guys.
We shook hands and gave out stickers, and everybody it's all positive feedback.
We're internet famous. Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo! So
what do we got going on today? Who's on the show?
On today's
today?
Show, we have a special guest, of course.
Always a special guest. I feel like they're special, but they're special
because they're friends of me.
Okay. So, you should feel honored, special guest, that you're friends with him.
So, special guest, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us where you're from?
Okay. All right. My name is David Zemla. I'm originally out of SoCal, kind of lived the Cal looks, the scene in early 80s. I grew up in that space. You know, I was a poor kid in SoCal. So, the thing you did is buy a bug.
Yeah, everybody bought a bug. But now you live in the beautiful God's country.
I do, yeah. Now I live in the lower left corner of Wisconsin, which is not the headquarters of the Cowlick scene.
No, but it's beautiful.
It's a lovely country, but it is far removed.
It's about as far removed from California, or Southern California, as you can get.
Yeah. I get a lot of like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. So what brought you to Wisconsin? Why didn't you just stay in Wisconsin?
Wow, that was harsh.
That was way to insult our guest right
damn,
away.
Damn, right out
no,
of the
no,
gate.
No,
why
no,
are you, go yeah. back.
No, why are you here with us okay, and not there?
Yeah, I worked in power sports industry, Harley aftermarket, for years and years and years. I was built a lot of cars. Got an opportunity to run the marketing department for S&S Cycle, which is kind of a major player in the Harley aftermarket performance end.
Yeah, they're a big deal.
Yeah, it brought me out to, you know, and I was kind of really super burnt on California, you know, hour and a half each way commutes and
ouch. Yeah.
You know, I was riding a motorcycle to and from work and splitting lanes and
it's the only way to get around in California.
Bounced off a couple of cars.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're putting your life at risk there.
You know, I don't know if I could ever do it again. That's a young man's deal. Yeah, totally. Right. Right. You're all, I don't want to be there enough to risk my life anymore. But at the time, it was what it was, right? So anyway, I had this opportunity. I cruised out, checked it out. I lived out here for almost a year by myself. My family's all, yeah, we don't know.
Not sure about this. Right. Wisconsin
and thing. Then a blue family hits me up and says, you know what? I think we're in. So my kids finished high school out here and have gone on and done their own thing and done really well.
Do you miss California?
No. Oh, actually, no. It's just the opposite. I'm like mad every time I get there.
Like me.
I'm just pissed off the second I get there. I'm just frustrated.
I hate going there.
In a line
Stop it. We have listeners in California. We love California here. Let's not shit on
I'm talking from purely from a personal perspective.
Okay. Right? Yeah, me too. I mean,
California is lovely. Yeah. But I am frustrated every time I'm there. You know, it's a ton of traffic.
It's different now. Back in the day, like my parents moved out there back in the 80s. And I actually, for a minute, thought about moving out there. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'll stay out here for a little while. And I'm like, I don't know. And then my mother got sick, and I had to stay out there and take care of my father was trying to take care of my mother, and he couldn't. So I'm like, okay, I'll move out here, and either she's going to get better or she's going to get worse. So I went out there and stayed there for months.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
It's its own vibe. I mean, you know, you're into that or you're not into that. And I'd had about enough, you know? So I was pushing 50 when I said, hey, it's time to make that jump.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
SoCal, like what part of, like what is SoCal? Like where, what city?
The last city I lived in before I left was Corona.
Okay.
Which is kind of at the time it was like the motocross capital of SoCal. A lot of the companies were there. All of the big OEM test tracks were there. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, you'd run into like supercross guys in the grocery store kind of stuff. So, yeah.
There's Jeremy McGrath.
McGrath lived down the road and has a compound.
Yeah. Yeah. His own track.
Yeah. Well, tracks. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so it was a neat place to grow up though. You know, I had this opportunity to be kind of right in the middle of the BMX and Cowlick scene, you know, kind of all happening at the same time around me. And, you know, you don't really appreciate that until you look back at it. But so at the time, it just, that's what you did. And
now, don't you find it odd that the Volkswagen scene and the BMX scene and the skateboard scene all kind of coexist?
It was, you know, you could probably pick a point in time and a location and go, this is where it all started. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're all kind of wrapped around each other.
Cause me and Sean are into BMX.
Did you guys go see Rad?
No. Well, no,
I've seen Rad before. Actually,
it was Rad Day, man. Yeah. How did you not go see Rad?
We were on a road.
Cause it's such an awesome movie.
Terrible movie. It still was awesome.
I heard they kind of fixed it.
No. No, not at all.
They didn't?
No.
No. How would they fix it?
You'd have to rewrite it and refilm it.
I thought they remastered it.
They
or
did
something.
Say they remastered it. I can't detect anything that made it any better.
So I actually,
it was still awesome.
Well, the acting is what's horrible.
It's awful.
I actually got
but
to
it was
meet
good
what,
awful.
What's the actor's name? He played Cruz in the
Peter somebody or something.
He actually came out to there's a bike store in Appleton that I went up to and they do a yearly show and I went up there and they had him there as a guest and he was signing autographs.
Yeah, he's actually a crack up, right? Yeah.
He's
and has nice fully guy. Embraced
super
it.
Not, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's
written a book.
Yeah, wrote a book. He's that's his claim to fame, so embrace it.
have been the highlight. Yeah. So the more interesting part is that Eddie Fiola did all of his stunts.
Yeah.
And it was in the movie. Like, and I knew Fiola back in the day. So like that part for
you
me.
Real,
was,
you knew him?
Yeah. Like, oh, personally? Yeah. Well, yeah. SoCal.
SoCal,
you
know, man.
Yeah. So, wow. And I was a mediocre at best BMXer, but really, really loved freestyle.
Dude, that's awesome.
So it was, I was.
You what know, did you, hold on, what'd you ride?
FMF. Which was Race Incorporated made the frames.
Okay.
Yeah, Flying Machine.
Yeah. Yeah, and FMF just put their sticker on them and sold them.
It's all racing. Yeah.
That's a little out of my wheelhouse. Okay.
Yeah. So, and we had
sponsors. See, he's like mid school.
Yeah.
We're,
right.
And we're totally. Old school.
Yeah, well, hold on. Hold on. What,
no, so
according to the internet, I'm old school. So it's not probably not
I
as
feel
old
like
school.
Mid school makes you not so closer to being dead. So I think mid school is a compliment.
I was late 80s, early 90s. So
yeah.
I have actually in my garage right now, I have my childhood dream bike, which was an 87 GT Performer. During COVID, I bought online and it's sitting so up in, as like my trophy.
Yeah, I left there wanting a quad angle really, really bad. Mm-hmm. So I may or may not have been chasing some on Marketplace yesterday.
I was going to say, they're out there. I've seen those. I've seen
them. They did reproduction. It's actually not bad.
Yeah. Right.
Like
right.
A 24-inch quad angle would be...
That would be crazy.
It would be so rad.
Pricey, like, though.
No, the reproductions are not.
The repops well,
no,
aren't
I'm
that
saying
bad.
Like the original quad angles.
Oh, you can't.
I've seen.
Yeah, and I don't want that. I want to actually be able to ride it.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No. I was lucky enough to be kind of in the middle of that scene, you know, and it you don't know until you know, but here you are in SoCal in a race BMX like late 70s into the early 80s.
Same
and
as
then,
me.
Right. And then you got into cars, a super poor kid. Neighbor had a... 64, 65 bug. They ironically hit a deer with in SoCal. Right. You know how hard you have to look for a deer to in SoCal hit a deer. So the front end was kind of mangled and he thought the motor was blown up. So my dad and I pushed it out of his drive down his driveway to the next house, up our driveway, put it in and started screwing around with it one weekend. And the bastard started. Right. Like we're driving around. Like I'm all. And I'm 14 at this point. So, you know.
So this is your dad's car? Your dad's first Volkswagen?
No, no. He's building it for me.
Oh, nice.
We bought it for me. It was $200, my money.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
And he was a mad car guy as well. So, you know, it was.
Was he a V8 guy?
He was not. He was agnostic. It was everything. You know, we had BSAs and TR3s and El Caminos and rotary things. Uh-huh, and, you know, it was off, oh, man. Oh. He loved vintage vans. There was no theme.
Well, those are the best kind because you get to experience a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And I think totally. No. And he was an electrician. So he was, you know, he's tradesman. So, you know, it was a lot of hands on stuff.
Okay.
So I learned to wire houses when I was 12. So, which was handy.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, cool. I made money to pay for my car parts by wiring my buddy's garages.
Well, I will call you in the future when I need to do some electrical work at the house.
He retired.
That was really fun when I was 15.
So kind of ties into our first question. I mean, you might have answered already, but what got you into Volkswagens? Was that your
being
first?
Poor.
Being poor.
Yeah. Yeah. Like everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Cheap.
Same stories everybody's got, you know.
Yeah. Got no money.
It was and even then, $200 was a huge amount of money, right? But it was a clean, what ended up being a driver.
Okay.
You know, oil pouring out everywhere, typical, sure. You know, and it was it was a 1200cc motor, so it was dog slow, blah, blah, blah.
Quarter inch end plate.
That's what I'm driving right now, unfortunately.
Quarter inch was generous. Anyway, so
eighth inch.
My dad loved the Azusa swap meet. So we'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and cruise over to the Azusa swap meet and walk the aisles. We found a Baja kit for dirt cheap. Huh? So he's all, hey, this is a way to
fix. We just saw one yesterday for $50.
Yeah, okay. It probably was about that. Right? Yeah, narrow eye.
The price of those have never changed. The used Baja kits are pretty much $50 max.
They're awful. Yeah,
that's your guys' thing.
They usually have too many holes drilled in them.
Yeah, right. Well, it's fiberglass though, so 10 minutes, you fixed it. So it was probably an awful kit. I don't even remember. But it was a narrow eye, which in hindsight, I hate narrow eyes.
Oh, yeah. That's like horrible.
You know, so, but it was at 14-year-old me. I was so stoked.
Oh,
it was another step closer to driving.
Yeah, right.
Right. You know, so then we put it all together, painted it in the garage. Like I learned how to paint a car.
Yeah.
You know, we built a motor. You know, we took it all apart. My dad's all, you better pay attention because you got to put it together. I'm thinking, oh, crap. I didn't pay any attention. I was excited to just take it all apart.
Yeah.
Like
I was distracted by everything.
What the hell? He's all, no, man, you better figure that out. Yeah. So, and luckily I, you know, it really kind of focused me on it and I built my first motor and, you know, so it, and drove it all around and it was fun. I actually would steal it because I was done long before I could drive. So I would steal it whenever they were not around and literally taught myself to drive.
Sure.
Wow. So yeah, by the time I actually had my, you know, my mom's taking me out, so let's practice driving. She'll, you seem pretty good.
Yeah. I'm well, a natural. I've been
doing this for 2 years, this, mom.
I'm a natural driving stick.
Yeah, you got this clutch really pretty dialed. Oh, that's weird. Beginner's luck, I guess.
Yeah.
Prodigy.
So yeah, that, well, that was my first bug, and you know the deal with Volkswagen stuff. You're kind of, you've picked your theme. Your life's
fate has been set.
You're screwed. Right.
So back up. Oh, you might have said this already. What was the vehicle? It was a
65 Baja.
1965 Baja.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was the whatever that factory blue is for that era.
Okay.
And then we painted it white.
Sure.
So it was a terrible car. You know, in hindsight, it was probably freaking awful. I remember driving it to the beach with surfboards on the top because, you know,
full
cliche with a cloud of smoke. Just, and you know, you traveled with oil.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah. You checked it when you got to your destination.
Oh, I checked it long before that. So it's anyway.
Called recycling.
And people walk up to you like, "What's wrong with your car?
Your car's on fire, sir.
Because your car broke." No. You go, no. I
probably put
more oil in it.
Two or three more top ends, and then my mom came home one day with a fastback, the EFI, like the late fastbacks. Yeah. So we rebuilt that motor. It did a bunch of work on those, and then I wanted to do something different, so I found a square back. Actually, I was riding motorcycles. Buddy of my dad's out of the picture then, and a buddy of mine's dad kind of adopted me, and he goes, "Man, I got to get you off motorcycles." I'm like, what do you mean? Why? I love motorcycles. He goes, "You're gonna die."
Yeah, these are.
He's all, "Let me help you buy a car." Well, and I had gone to school and whatever else I was doing in the rain on a motorcycle, and I was then come to his house, and he's all, "We got to get you off motorcycles." So he's all, "I'll help you buy a car." Well, I could use help because clearly. Kind of scary. So he's all, "I'll help you." So him and I were reading every Thursday night. I'd show up there and we'd read the Auto Trader together.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my buddy and his dad and the buddy was into mini trucks at the time.
Just like Joe Dirt going through the Auto Trader.
It was as cliche as you could get. And looking at Volkswagen crap, and we stumble across a square back. I'm all, "Oh, I love square backs." And I love square backs because at this point I'm like 16-ish. And I liked girls.
Yeah.
And a square back just is like a rolling...
rolling makeout room.
Right. So I'm all, I love square backs. That's the jam. So we go and look at it, and it's horrible. You know, it is a beige Earl Shive Mako paint job with the stick-on stripes.
Oh, nice.
You know, so it's sexy as hell, right? And gigantic, weird... Kreger mags on it that are just so horrible on Volkswagens, and air shocks on the back to keep the body off of them, and
have wheel adapters.
No, they were bolt-ons, so but wider than the fenders. Anyway, and then the area above the motor had been cut out for 44s,
sure,
but and then welded closed.
So it tried to suck that cover in.
I think they had put a big motor in it, and then somewhere that motor went away, and they repaired it.
Right, so, that was a bad idea.
Because then you have carburetors essentially in your living area, which is
you can hear everything they're doing.
No, it's and every bit of carbon monoxide. Everything. In hindsight, it was a terrible car, but I loved it. So dragged it home. At one point, wasn't in the garage yet. My neighbor actually went to my mom, said, "Hey, it'd be great if you could put that in the garage." Because I'm thinking, we don't live in that nice of a neighborhood. So I don't know how that's really a problem for you, lady, but all right. So eventually I cleaned up my garage, and I probably spent a year building that car. I would do my homework in it. Like lived in the car because, this was my little dream. Ended up with a one-piece fiberglass front end. You know how hard it is to find a one-piece fiberglass front end for an early
Type 3.
Yeah. Right? And as a poor kid, too. I bet I paid $75 for it because some racer dude changed his mind or something.
Yeah,
I realized just how terrible they are.
Yeah, and how badly they fit.
This is a bad
idea. That's exactly. Go, horrible. But, as a 16-year-old, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then I ended up with, because the seats were so bad, I ended up with fiberglass dune buggy buckets in it, too. You had to like fall in the car, and typical SoCal, so it's lowered. Like, it's so low. When you went down like the crest of a driveway and it dragged on the corner, you could feel the pan move through the seats.
See, that's my style. I like that. I can appreciate that.
Shooting a seat up.
It was awful. the underside of the pan was just ground. Luckily, we didn't have rust in California.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it would have just fallen right through. You know, in hindsight, it was a terrible car. By like 17, it is hardcore calcine, so it's early 80s. So Caloxene is on fire and it's all pastels, right?
Yep.
So I'm all, Porsche Raspberry Pink. That's gotta be like it's you had a couple of choices back then, yeah. And one of them was raspberry pink.
Yeah, all the pastel colors.
Oh, totally. Ugh. I gut the car, drive it to a body shop with my bicycle in the back, so I have no windshield, like no windows in the car, and drive it there, prep it, pull the wheels, put it on blocks, pull the wheels because, you know, I've got the MP8 spokes. They got to be color matched, man.
Yeah, come you got to paint the middles.
They got to be color matched. Put it up on blocks for the dude, and he says, come back on Monday. And I'm all, you're working over the weekend. That's awesome. Thank you, man. And I pedal home, right? So I come back on Monday. The car is ready. He says, just give it a week. Let it cure. Here's how you color sand. He does a little example. I'm all, oh, I love it, man. I'm so freaking excited. I go home, put the car all back together. It's probably a month into it, and I think I'm the shit. Right? Like, I'm just rolling around town, my arm on the window, thumping, you know. My girlfriend not paying attention bumps the back of it. So I got,
oh my god,
there's no bumpers, right? It's just a little tease.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bumps the back so the valance gets crushed in. You know, I lose it and blah, blah, blah. I get a call from her dad. Oh, that can't be good. You know, he says, hey, I don't know what it's going to cost, but I will happily fix whatever is broken so my daughter stops crying. You need to call her. Like, because I am all, I can't even talk to her right now. So
she's crushing my dream.
You got to figure this out. I'm all, oh, okay. She wasn't even really my girlfriend, to be honest. She was just a girl that I was, anyway. Yeah. So I bring it back to the body shop. A guy comes running out as I pull up, screaming at me. It turns out the guy that painted it was an employee and he was doing it all on the side. That's why he did it over the weekend. So he recognized the pink on the floor of the booth. So he knew the color, and I'm all, I did not, I'm a kid. I don't know, man, you know. So, and he's like, get the hell out of here. I'm all, okay.
Yeah.
So I ended up having another shop do it, and they fixed it all, you know. Then you have the cool kids all had color matched like little gas cans and fire extinguishers and everything. So I had all that done at the time too. And that was my first like full on custom car, first, you know, really cool kid Volkswagen. Which
you still have photos or anything?
Oh yeah. Oh god, yes.
You got to send me some of those.
I will. We did a photo shoot with it with the '80s spandex clad girl. So it's
I think you showed me that picture.
Yeah, full cliche, man. Yeah. It's what we'll call period correct. Yeah. You know, and you look back at that now and you're all, oh, what a dumbass.
Yeah.
But at the time that was, you know, it was like 83, 84.
Yeah,
you know,
we all had pictures of our girlfriends.
This chick wasn't my girlfriend car. Either. This was just a random girl.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, but it was a good time. And you were, you know, the deal with Volkswagen is, man, you get in your blood and you can't think straight after that. Dude, I sold that car to a little girl named Brandy, and her dad chased me, and I ran. Hold on. So
why was her dad chasing you?
Well, I didn't know it was her. I didn't know any of that. I just saw there's a car chasing me, like really aggressive, coming after us. And I had a buddy with me, and we ran because I'm all, I don't know what we did, but we obviously did something.
Yeah, I did something.
So I'm like a 17-year-old kid. Some really aggressive looking dudes waving at me, chasing me. You run.
Yep. Yeah.
So we run and we pull. We eventually think we ditch him. We pull up at the buddy's house and the dude rolls in. I'm all, crap. I don't know what we did. And I had a for sale written in the same pink on the side of the car. He's all, no, I'm just trying to get the number. My daughter loves this car.
Well, here, sir, let me show you the vehicle.
Let me help you. Yeah, but at the time, and the buddy's looking at me
your heart is pumping.
You're a dumbass. Yeah, you might be right. Anyway, so yeah, we sold it to Brandy, and Brandy's request is that it's a little taller because it was too low for her, and that her name is written in pink on it.
Of course.
All right. And I'm all, I can do that. So, because we were jumping into the mini truck scene, which was also huge in SoCal, right? Yep. So I got to get into the mini truck scene. Oh, that's what all cool kids are doing. And, oh man, 6 months later, a dude brings me a piece of pink fiberglass
front end.
Yep.
She piled it up.
She pulled in front of a Cadillac.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So she went to a rival high school. So there was like a connection between the two. And the dude gives me the pink. He's all, man, I kept it for years. It was awful.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then I ended up not in Volkswagens for, you know, that was the last one I owned in that era. Oh, man, I've built a bunch of motorcycles, a bunch of cars. You know, now I got kids and my youngest is mad car kid, even as a little kid. So he's probably, what, 9 or 10 or something like that.
Did he have dozens and dozens and dozens of Hot Wheels?
He still does.
Me too.
Of course you do.
I see him there.
Yeah, right.
You're surrounded by him.
No, he still has freaking Hot Wheels. Anyway, so yeah, I was thinking, mini trucks. I want to get back in the mini truck scene. So my son and I go look at a couple of project trucks, And we're looking at one. It's already bagged. It's already, you know, chopped. Mm-hmm. I'm all, hey, this might be it, man. This is going to be really fun. And the kid won't even get in the car. Well, that's really weird. You're 9. What do you care, right? And he says, you know, I got a new plan. Like, so a couple days later, you go, I got a new plan. We got to get into Volkswagens. Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's all, yeah, man, those things have great resale. He's all, let's do a bus. Well, okay.
Yeah.
So we look at, you know, we look at buses, and obviously even this was 10 plus years ago.
Yeah.
So even then you go, maybe bus is not our jam. He finds a Bay. Bay, you know, that's probably the next cool Bay? Kid bus. No, not that cool. Come on, man.
Type 4 Bay.
Yes. Yeah. So he finds this a 73 Bay, and the guy wants $2,500 for it. It's just a box. It has no motor, no trans, no electrical, no nothing. But it's a dry box, you know, so it's and relatively straight. Okay. So, and it's been abandoned in the desert for decades, you know. So it, the rubber's toast, but the body is dry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had a quarter size thing of rust by the battery tray, and that was it.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. Well, you know, I took it for granted. I'm all, oh, look at that rust. I don't even know how to fix that. That's huge. Little did I know, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You have a real good sense of what rust is when you come here.
Rusty
at the time. Yeah, I'm all, that's, oh, I don't know. So my son calls the dude and lowballs him and says, I'll give you a grand for it. And the dude calls back, and I'm all, he's never going to go for that, man. The guy calls my kid back, says, yeah, I'll take it.
Sounds like your kid's 9 years old, lowballing guys for cars. What an awesome kid.
Right. So, that story gets even better. But I'm all, oh, crap. And meanwhile, I've got two bikes I'm building, and part of those builds are for work. Like, that's, you know, kind of what I do. So, like, I can't even do anything with it. So I actually pay a towing service to go get it. I don't even have a way to go get it. So they drag it and they, you know, flatbed it and they drop it off in the side yard. You know, we kind of go through it and see what it needs, which is, you know, everything, and decide what we're going to do. And then I finish up a bunch of bikes and I don't even touch it for almost a year. And then the kid and I kind of got into building it. And so I got a motor and trans all fresh. I decide how I'm going to lower it. You know, I got a whole plan going, and then I moved to Wisconsin.
So the bus came with you.
Oh yeah. 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 Part of my reload package. They're all, well, we'll ship your car if you got them all. Oh yeah.
Cars.
Yeah. It doesn't run. I don't even know how to ship that. So yeah, they did. They shipped it. It showed up, you know, and then you have winters here, right?
Yep.
You know, so it's build season.
Yep.
Which
you got two seasons. Car show season.
Totally.
And,
right.
And
project car.
Car season.
Yeah. Kind of fell in love with that vibe.
Yeah.
You know, cool. And this thing had wallowed for years. Now, like, was on the fast track.
You have nothing better to do.
It's I am fine with that.
That's what I do that every winter. I find a car. And
totally.
That's my winter
project.
Everybody has a project car.
Right.
Everybody
and we've done it since we've been here.
Sure.
We've literally built cars every winter since we've been here. You know?
I try to buy a new car every winter. Well, I mean.
Well, you build cars faster than me then.
I mean, they're nothing to write home about, but I try to get a car to work on, so I have a project every winter to kind of keep me busy.
It works out great. So, you know, every winter we built something kind of batshit crazy. It was not quite
that
on
bus
its
turned out nice.
Thank you. It was not quite on its nuts, but it was pretty low.
It
solid
was
motor
on.
Yeah, it was super clean interior. So it was a lot of
he had a color matched BMX bike.
I did. I had a Haro. Actually, yeah, I was. I came
was
here.
A Haro Master or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It was a 24-inch Haro. So yeah, I sold it on Bring a Trailer. So I got a fortune for it.
Yeah,
right?
It was, and they were pissing and moaning about the windshield wipers.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You follow that? So Bring a Trailer has a comment section, right? Which is always,
it's brutal.
It's always goofball. Right?
It's the best reading ever.
You're probably not wrong. Right? Yeah. So these guys are going off that the thing has no windshield wipers. Thinking if you drive something like this in the rain,
you are a moron,
dumbass, right? So that is the least of the problems that you're going to have with this. Like, hey, the motor hits the ground. That's a problem,
it's
right?
It's on air.
It's on air, right? It's on air. Yeah, the build came out super fun. It won its very first show out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was featured in a bunch of stuff. So it was very cool. It was really fun. First summer, I used the hell out of it. Went to a ton of shows, trailered it everywhere, drove it everywhere. It was very, very fun. Second one, I did a couple of things with it. Third summer, I took it out twice.
Yeah. Well, that's how it goes. Yep. It's lost its luster.
Totally. And I have always had car ADD. So that actually was the longest I've ever even kept a car.
Yeah.
So I had a buddy that's got, his dad was a VW guy, and he's got like a shed full of these things. And my son wanted a project car. We drag a buggy, a short buggy, little blue fiberglass guy, Manx replica-ish type thing. It's a mess. It's wired with single color house wire.
Sure. That's what you do.
Yeah, right. It's awful, right? Wow. It's, and one wheel rolls. We drag it downhill. We actually had to drag it downhill to put it on the
trailer. Didn't you have video of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we videoed the whole thing.
Videos. Yeah. The videos were hilarious.
Yeah. I'm with a quad. We're dragging it. And then, well, then you realize you've trapped the quad on the trailer, right? So we get home. We're all, huh?
What do we do now?
Right.
What
do we, so, and then we, do we I think we ended off? Up, we hooked it to the Jeep and I drove away. So the thing was static and just dragged it off of the trailer.
I'm laughing because this sounds like the same exact story as my Karmann Kia. We had to drag it up there.
Oh, it happens, right?
And then to get it off, I had to attach it to my Honda that was in the garage, and Jimmy just drove as hard as he could and dragged it off.
Exactly what we did, right?
Too funny.
So that same dude had a long body laying up against the side of the shed. A hood, no windshield, and you
those
know, a
are
dash.
The goofiest looking dude.
Oh, I love. I would sell my soul for another long body. You know, because you just can't even find those things.
The back seat is so crazy.
No, I don't want back seats. I don't care about back seats.
But I mean,
speakers,
people could.
Man, come on.
Yeah, whatever. There's
I don't
room
want people.
Back there.
I don't want people back there. I've endangered enough people already. Yeah. Just put them in the passenger. I don't need. Yeah. Well. So anyway, that one I kept track. You know, so we said, hey, and we'd already had, I don't even
this
know.
This is the yellow one, right?
Yeah, this is the yellow one. So I don't know how many cars we've built at this point now. And my kid has started collecting them. So he's cycling through crappy Volkswagens. So, like, he would make me go get some. And then when he got his license, him and his buddies would go get them. And there's a rando, semi-rusty Volkswagen in my driveway almost all the time from the time he was 15 on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's still doing it, as a matter of fact. Anyway, we decided to keep track on that car world. Let's see how cheap we can build it. So we find a Sunbug. You remember Sunbugs, the gold ones?
Yeah.
So we find a Sunbug that was somebody started and then realized that rust is awful. But it has a pretty solid pan. I think we bought it for a couple $100. I sell the body for more than I paid for
the
it.
The steel body, the bug body.
Yeah. The guy was going to build a mud bugger or something out of it and use that body. So,
cool.
Oh, more power to you. Let me help you put that on the trailer.
Yeah, you do you. Man.
Yeah, right. So now I got an IRS pan. Which I like the IRS pans. Right?
Sure.
So, especially in a buggy world, IRS is way better, you know, so your rear wheels are not at goofball angles.
Yeah, you can jack it up.
So, and I had, we had bought a bunch of stuff from some mad hoarder in La Crosse. We put a motor together and it was just a basic 1600, nothing super special. I don't have a windshield, so I build a cage and Empy sells a rubber strip that.
Put a piece of glass in.
Yeah, it captures it between the cage and the glass, you know, or plexiglass. If you're
did right. You rivet it in? That's what some people
do. Nope. No, we used the glue, the windshield glue.
Just glued it in.
Dude, windshield glue is not to be messed with. Yeah, like stuff was still stuck to that car. So, no, that it actually came out looking really, really neat.
Yeah.
So that one was really fun, and I painted it in my driveway. Here's a tip. When you're painting yellow, bugs love yellow.
So insects.
Every bug in my neighborhood is in that paint.
That was a flower.
You're painting a car outside.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's with a Harbor Freight purple gun.
Oh, even better.
It's not the first car I painted with a Harbor Freight purple gun.
No, you throw it over spray on anything.
You don't
right?
have to clean them.
It was fine.
You don't have
fine.
To clean them. You throw them away.
We just sandblasted something in my that same front yard, same spot in the front yard. Big guy came out with a giant sandblaster.
It's universal.
Project car.
Paint booth.
Oh, my goodness.
It's fine.
Sandblast.
What could possibly go wrong? Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that car I kept track of, and I think I had $1,700 into it. Actually, your dude, Josh, I bought the wheels from him.
Sure.
So, and I think I bought some other rando parts from him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was a fun car, and we had $1,700 into it. Sold it for $8,000, ironically, to a dude in California.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I'm all, why Hell would you yeah. want that? I'm all, it's going to cost you $1,500 to get to California. He goes, doesn't matter. It's still cheaper to buy from you than it is to buy one of these in California. More power to you, dude. Like a year and a half, 2 years later, I see it. Or somebody sends it to me, $22,000. On Marketplace. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I built that. Yeah. Out of junk I had laying around.
Yeah, that was my budget build.
Seriously, I had $1,700 in the car, man.
Wow.
So, yeah, that one we actually kept track. So that was kind of fun. The awesome. Turbo car. So this is one I just recently built.
Hold on. Let me back up. Let me ask a question. Uh-oh. How many VWs have you owned? Or have you? Can you kind of
I don't,
put
can
a
he,
number
can
on?
He
code
I don't. His son too?
Yeah. If you count, count the kid,
how much? Yeah. Do the
I
whole household.
Yeah. It's probably 20 something, maybe more.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, that is good.
You're beating Sean's ass.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think it's a good thing. I mean, that's not a
No. You're nowhere like, near the max.
Yeah, you're nowhere near.
It's like how dumb
Peter K. Peter K. is well Peter over K's, 200.
Yeah, I try not to hoard. You know, so it's I think that hey, I've had a zillion bucks. You're all well. You're broken inside. Obviously, you're trying to fill some sort of void in your life. So no, I it's been a lot. It's been a lot. We'll purge every once in a while. You know, I had a 69 convertible and I was big, you know, dreamy. I'm going to build my first convertible. The top is in really decent shape, you know, pans are toast. I start kind of cleaning it up. I realize that one quarter panel is Bondo and it's an automatic, and I'm fighting that and I'm all, there was one of the very few I went, you know what? I am out of time. I'm out. So we sold that one. So most of them, we go through the whole process. The kid finished his little blue buggy. So bought it at 14. Spent every moment in the garage when he could and finished the car and drove it to his high school graduation with a little high school girlfriend.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was like storybook. It was very, very cool. So local state boys, not stoked on that car.
Yeah. The prom pictures and all that?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I remember seeing all that. Oh, it was very cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
You'll have to get us some pictures of that.
I'll give you pictures of all this.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, to circle back to the turbo bug that you were talking about. Yeah. You were kind of bringing up before I cut you off.
I'd finished the bus. We're screwing around with it. I gave up on the vert. I'm kind of thinking whatever the next car is. I ironically enough, Samba, you know, like, and the cool kids are not even on Samba anymore. I'm on Samba and I find a guy in Minneapolis. He's in like St. Paul and it's a 65 all there, relatively original. He says it's original motor, but it's actually an early motor. It's the dude's older than me and it was his high school build. You know, I grind him down a little bit and he calls me back one day and he says, hey, and he calls because, you know, he's old.
Yeah,
so he calls me. He goes, tell you what, I'll do it. Let's do it. Okay. So my kid and I drive trailer, you know, we go grab it. And the guy is super sweet. He's a super, super cool dude. We hang out with him and get the whole story. Mm-hmm. As we're loading it on, it's like at eye level on the trailer. We're seeing some of the patchwork that he did. He goes, hey, man, I was 15. I apologize for this. Like, you're all, yeah, you should.
Yeah,
you should. This is gross. Yeah. You know? So, and it's random collection of parts. The bottom quarter, I don't know, probably 6 inches is rusty. And it's exactly what you think it would be. Mm-hmm. So it was super project. And I wanted to learn how to do sheet metal. Okay. So I figured I can't do this one wrong. Yeah. The car's a crusher probably, right? So it's goes good or it goes bad.
It can only go up from here.
Right.
You know?
So, you know, I bought the metal and kind of fabricated the whole thing. And, you know, I built a pan first and it came out really, really good. And then I wanted to bag it. So I designed my own bag system, which was really fun.
Is that the one you sent me pictures of?
Probably. Yeah.
Like you sent me the...
Was it red? Was the pan red?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was super cool.
Right. And then, so I've never done any of that.
The beam that you
built.
Right.
So I built my own so cool. beam. So, and everyone does like an air beam. They do, it's like solid rod. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your left wheel hits something, your right wheel does too. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm all.
Yeah. They wagon steer it.
Right. I kind of wanted to try and do it with the factory, you know, torsion plates. Mm-hmm. Well, there's got to be a way to do that. And it's the same shape, right?
Yeah.
So I put a beam adjuster on the bottom pack. And an arm on the top back. And it adjusted that way. So I didn't get as much adjustment out of it as the guys who are doing the rod. But the car rode bitching. Like it was floaty perfect. And I did not have shocks on it because I ran out of
the problem.
It's a 5-inch narrowed beam. So.
Yeah, the problem with most Volkswagen beam airbag systems is the bump steer.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Right.
It gets so crazy so quickly.
It's probably terrifying. Right. So this thing would go down the road. Dead straight, 70 miles an hour. Like it was a super happy handling driving bug, you know? So, but I didn't have the range of motion that a guy with the through rods would.
Okay.
So that was the compromise of doing it that way.
Well, that was the reason for the wagon steer. Cause then the toe never changed no matter where.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then you had the steering box just shoving one.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't know what.
So system. I did all kinds of stuff. So I did a flip on the tie rods. Mm-hmm. You know, because obviously your tie rods are at wacky angles. So then you get bump steer. So did it all as right as you can do it. Car would track nice, drove nice. And, you know, it's on pinners in the front. They're what, 145 series?
Yeah.
So, and it's still, it went down the road really, really well. So yeah. I was and really then happy
you
with that.
You put a giant motor in that thing.
No,
too.
I didn't. That, so I put a motor in it. So I wanted to learn how to do turbo.
Okay.
I've never done turbo before.
It looked like a giant motor.
It was a giant physically okay. motor. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Not, giant exhaust system.
Yes. Giant exhaust system. There you go. Prescott's got it. That's exactly what that was. It was a giant exhaust system with a little tiny motor. So I, that motor that was in it, we made it run. The stock 25 horsepower one, we made it run. Buddy of mine's got an oval. He's all, hey, that motor's actually correct for my car. I'll swap you. So I swap him for a 1600 out of a 71 bay that I thought was just a good base motor. We'll learn how to, you know, build the exhaust system because I could build everything, right? Mm-hmm. So we set that all up. I scoped the motor. I changed the oil in it. The motor's really in great shape. So I don't even open it up. So it was straight out of the bay. I think it actually was the original motor, right? So I never did anything to that motor. Stock cam, stock everything.
Like, I'll just slap a turbo on it and go faster.
And the turbo thing, I'm all, I don't know, Amazon turbo, that's fine. What could possibly go wrong, you know? So here's what goes wrong. RLR motor arrays, one-inch motor arrays,
yeah,
which is like a goofball plate thing that kind of hangs down. So every time you shift, that would hit the ground. Mm-hmm. And then when the boost came on, hit the ground again. So that's what goes wrong. You know, I learned a lot. You know, I was only running.
I just drilled the holes in. I don't know if you saw them pictures. I just drilled. I have the same.
Oh, yeah.
It says RLR.
Oh, I did see that. Right. Yeah. And, you drilled too many holes.
I got bored and I just started drilling.
If that
holes.
Thing makes any power, you're going to break that. So anyway, yeah. So that I wonder what RLR's thinking. Like that thing is just aching to hit the ground.
Well,
so,
you know why that is lower?
No.
That's to mount the wheelie bars.
Oh.
It's a drag race only type system. And that's to, okay. That's to weld the mount for wheelie bars.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that would make sense. Anyway, I always thought it was really dumb, but no, it makes a lot more sense now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that car was hysterical to drive. So when I built it with an S&S carb on it originally, it wasn't enough fuel. So, and then I did
was it a G?
Yeah. Yeah. It was the biggest.
It was the biggest.
But two that and thing, eighth. When it came on boost, you know, it'd start leaning out.
Yeah. Right.
So,
so that's when you add another.
I could have probably. Yeah. So I do like an Amazon knockoff Weber.
Yeah.
And 40.
DCOE.
DCOE, which, you know, I'm not smart enough to tune a DCOE. It turns out like you got to go to school and get a degree in DCOE and they give you some brass. And so, yeah, I don't know if I ever got that thing tuned right. So, but it was driver, and you know, we put it around, and it was rich in the bottom and okay at the top.
Yeah, as long as you made it rich enough.
Yeah, it was rich on the bottom. So, you know, idle, it's got a little black smoke. And then when you got on it, like it cleaned right up.
Yeah, the smoke stopped and then it took off.
Yeah, and it would take off, right? And it would come on a boost right before red light, which was handy. So, yeah, it was really fun to drive. You know, I did a TMI interior on that one as well. I found 15 inch subs on Marketplace one day, and I'm all, that's what this car needs.
Something that drowned out the rest of it.
15-inch screw back seats. Yeah. So I built a speaker box with 15-inch subs and a giant amp. Oh, and thinking, oh man, I'm reliving my youth. This is awesome. And then I realized I can't sit in the car with it on. So, you know, because you got to play Rock Me Amadeus, right?
Yeah.
That was the thing. That's what we used to test our systems in like 85 or whatever it was. So I play that and I realized I actually can't be in the car. But I set it up as a Bluetooth system. So there was no head unit.
Yeah.
So like it seemed super cool. You know, and then I played with it for a summer or two. And so then that one went down the road and I don't even know where it lives. And I went to Georgia, then it got sold again.
Yeah, so, I remember I saw pictures of you were shedding a tear when it got loaded up.
No, it wasn't. No, I was already on the next project. Are you kidding me? No. All
right, so question, how did you two end up meeting?
So,
it's his kid's fault.
Yeah, it is, totally is, right? Yeah, so we have this running joke that my kid's always been looking for grandpa. He always, he's looking for
Now I'm grandpa.
Oh, dude, you don't even know. You're going to learn some stuff today. Yeah, you're going to learn some stuff today. Awesome. You were in my phone as Grandpa Prescott for a while.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. Okay, play along. Right? my dad was long gone, so my kid never really had a grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
So it was always this kind of running joke like that was the perfect grandpa. He wants somebody that could fish with him or build Volkswagen. It was like that grandpa.
Boy,
right?
Yeah.
Just the thing, right? And this was early on, so he's probably, 14 or 15? You know, like he's already got the Volkswagen bug, and obviously I'm totally screwed. We were at Mama Tried in Milwaukee, because I do that for my job.
Yep.
And the kid wants to go, and he says, hey, there's a car show up the road. Let's go to that too. I'm all, okay. I'd had enough biker stuff for that day. So the kid and I go to that show, and we're cruising through, and we see your black car.
Yeah, it was a World of Wheels show at State Fair Park.
Yeah, we just did it again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy that show. So now I'm going for a whole different reason. But at the time, you know, we're looking at Volkswagen stuff. There's generally not a whole ton of Volkswagen content there.
No, my ride was there, though.
Yeah, right. So, and we stop at yours, and we talk a little bit. Prescott gives us kind of a toed, you know.
Oh, surprise. Somebody said
right?
Prescott.
He's kind of blows us off a little bit. And then my kid.
Well, you know I hate people.
Right. And then the kid talks Volkswagen to him. And then we get a whole new Prescott.
Yep.
Right? And now we've got an engaged Prescott. Right. He wants to chat. He gets over the toed. And then now I'm just collateral damage. The two of them are just chatting. Like, yeah. Come on. Yeah. We got to go, man. Let's go. Anyway, so like, and we kind of connect. Prescott's like, a kid that likes Volkswagens and kind of knows a couple things, you know, and like, so now it's really, we're super engaged.
Well, that's what I like, because you know I'm into the Build Moto program.
Totally, yeah, which is such a neat program.
It's a high school program, totally. And we teach kids how to monkey around with motorcycles. So I do like the younger generation getting involved, because you hear all these bad stories about, the younger generation doesn't even know what end of the screwdriver to hang on to.
Yeah, in some cases that's true, but I've met plenty of people our age that don't have
and
that
so
either,
the ones that are mechanically and are into cars or motorcycles,
you nurture it.
I'm on.
Yeah, totally. Me too. Yeah, totally. Yeah, we went from a lot of two to engaged in phone number sharing.
Card exchange.
So it escalated from there, and then, you know, like, Prescott becomes more part of the problem than part of the solution.
Imagine
so
that.
Yeah, well, let me tell you about the drag bug story. So the kid is now enamored with drag bug.
Yep.
Which, you know, if you built drag cars, building a drag bug is the dumbest drag car ever.
They're the biggest money pit.
Right. To make it go fast, it has to live on the edge of exploding 100% of the time. Yep. Right. And maybe even 102%.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a terrible, and especially if you're just a kid trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah, if you're working on a budget, it doesn't work
that dude
well.
With the junkyard Ellis going to hand you his ass. Yeah. You're just going to be, you know. So anyway, so because of Prescott now, you know, so I get a text one day, I found a drag bug, Dad, we got to go get it. Well, God, no, man. And the kid is 16, maybe 17 at this point. He's barely learning to drive. He's like, me and my buddies are going to go. I took your car trailer. He's got a shitbox F-150. It's snowing. Mm-hmm. We're going to northern Minnesota. I'm all, no, he's already gone. Well, dude, it's a neat car, but it had been effed with. This guy tried to make it a street car and then did donuts with it and grenaded the trans.
Yeah, it was a drag car.
Yeah, well, so it was probably an 80s-ish built mild drag car, so it's gutted. I mean, it's a legit drag car. There's no back end, no seat pan, no back seat firewall, no nothing. It's a legit. Somebody in 70 something, whatever, 80 something, somebody did a pretty decent job. Full cage, you know, fuel cell. It's I've got 12 second slips from it prior owner,
and it's not impossible to do 12 seconds if you lighten a car up enough and do a mail-order motor.
It's the most violent. I actually talked to that. We found the dude who built the
motor. Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
So a dude out of the south, out of Mississippi or somewhere, super sweet old dude, told us the whole story in the car. We found a couple prior owners, because the guy we bought it from was a doofus. But the prior guy knew the car and tracked us down, sent me 12-second slips on the car.
Yeah.
So the car would go really fast. Every photo he sent us, the front end's in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it came with wheelie bars. We're all, wheelie bars, what the hell do I need those for? Little did we know, right? The kid calls me coming back. He picks the car up. Him and his dumb little buddies calls me and goes, hey, I'm having trouble with the truck. We're heading towards Rochester. Well, that's 2 hours from the house and it's snowing. He's all, the radio just shut off. It's really weird. So we pulled into a gas station and now the car won't start. Well, okay. Take the battery out of the car you just bought. Put it in. Does it start? So 15 minutes later, I get a call. Hey, start straight up. I'm fine. Nope. Oh, no, you're not. Yeah. Your alternator's toast.
Yeah. You're running off the battery.
Yeah, right. He's all, what is that? I'm all, dude, you're not getting home. You're not going to run 2 hours on that battery.
Nope.
You need an alternator. He's all, okay, I'll call you back.
Click.
Yeah, right. So he talks one of his dumb little buddies into bringing tools and buying an alternator. They fix it in a quick trip in Rochester or wherever the hell they were.
It's roadkill.
And it was fine. Yeah, he's got his own roadkill thing going on and drags it home. Yeah, he bought it for, a super motard that he had bought, and I don't think he'd even ridden it yet because it was winter, and one of my little Hondas and a grand or two. Mm. You know, so scream deal on it. So we couldn't even fight that
No, you know, when you get a deal, it's like, it's hard to argue.
You're right. So we have somebody build a trans. That kind of was a little questionable. We put it on the track. He's starting to get his head. You know, it's two-stepped. It's line-locked and two-stepped, so it's done as much as you can do.
Yeah.
And he's starting to get his head around launches, and we're kind of feeling it. We're launching it at about 3,500. And it starts, we do a couple passes that are pretty decent. He's all, okay, I want to do one more pass, and then the local track's
all. Kind of turned it up.
The local track's all, hey, we're going to do hat races. And I'm all, nah, you know, first time out. He's all, I'm in. Okay. He's all, let me do one more pass. New York pass, he launches really hard, and then it falls on its face, and he coasts down the rest of the track. I'm all, that felt expensive. So he comes back, you know, and he just waves me off and drives it to the trailer. I'm all, oh, oops. That isn't good. And, you know, it's crunchy and won't go in gears. And
yeah,
I think you got to enjoy that transmission.
Yeah, that ended up at my place. And he's like, oh, I don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, well, so he's still
Grandpa Prescott, I need your help.
He's still a kid. He's still a kid's only 21
and
now.
And I'm like, okay, I'll see what I can do.
So yeah, so Prescott builds us a special little trans. And he scares us at one point. He sends me a picture. He goes, hey, I built an IRS trans. And we're all, dude, swing axle car. He goes, oh, I know. Well, what? He goes, no, I use an IRS case. Well, you can do that?
Mm-hmm.
So we have no idea you can do that, right?
Yeah. But
so for like 4 minutes, I am losing it thinking, oh my God, did we tell him to build an IRS trans? He's going to be so mad.
I started with an IRS core.
Yeah. So, right. So I don't know. I didn't know you could do that. Right. So like, I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be such a bummer. What do we do? So, and then they'll only find out that's not a problem at all, but
no.
So yeah, that trans is in the car. The kid is screwing with the brakes right now.
Yeah. I used some ice racing gears or something.
Yeah.
Cause it was geared all dumb.
It was wonky. Yeah.
Didn't it have a 437 ring pinion?
I don't remember.
Something?
It was wonky. Yeah, it was super wonky.
I'm like, this is
yeah.
never gonna, you know, yeah. That's why I did wheelies.
The guy, no, this wasn't even the trans that did wheelies. That the trans that you worked on only lasted 5 hours.
That's right.
That was a very expensive
one.
Five
that was
hours.
Built by somebody that knew what he was doing.
That somebody in Milwaukee. Anyway, so yeah, that did not go well. So 5 hours, yeah. And that was, it was every bit of money the kid, because he built that trans or paid for that trans.
So how many passes are on the one I built?
None yet.
Oh.
No, that's this summer.
He's got a YouTube channel, shameless plug. What is it?
It's A2D Builds. It's the kids' YouTube. So here's,
Dave isn't any part of
this. I just watched this recent video, and he actually talks about the bug. He shows the bug in there, and he shows the transmission that you built for him.
Yeah. So this thing escalated. So the kid started his own detail company a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's done really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And he does we still build cars, right? So he built a couple of things to use as promo for the company.
The detail shop.
It's been very cool, right? So this past, like early December, he's all, let's build our next dude. And he wants to do a drag vehicle. Mm-hmm. So him and I are doing a full tube chassis Ford Ranger.
Is that like the
LS powered?
Do you call it like the Murder Ranger or something like that?
Danger Ranger.
Danger Ranger. Okay.
Hopefully not Murder Ranger. Holy crap. Anyway, so the kid starts this YouTube channel, A2D. His company is called Attention to Detail. Okay. So A2D. So, and we needed to separate the build stuff. So now it's A2D Builds. Uh-huh. So now I am just a guy in the background. I'm like Lenny and Squiggy of his little YouTube channel as he builds his car. Do we have sponsors?
Really?
It's actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we have people like Holly is helping us. Ton of other companies are helping
That's
us.
That's great. That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah. Benchmark Abrasives, who's like, they build like flap discs.
Yeah,
I saw that. Are sponsoring us.
Yeah, they give you a box of boxes.
Oh, boxes.
How many flap discs do you need?
It's shocking amount. I've actually already had to go get more. Yeah, so anyway, so that's kind of, he's taking this thing a whole different direction. So he still has the blue buggy.
Yeah, the drag bug, how is the drag, is it coming along? Is
yeah, so he's wrapping up the brakes on it right now. It's got some really old school, I don't remember whose rear brakes. They're disc brakes in the rear. Really old school, and we're struggling with line leaks and issues with those. So I think we've got those figured out, and we'll put it on track this summer.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah,
we'll have to go on the track and do some track days.
We're all about that. Yeah, we are all about
if
that.
If we can fit it into schedule, the schedule.
Yeah, well,
is bananas because I signed up for six summer and
That's what the kid wants to do because Grandpa Prescott has had this horrible influence on the kid.
Yeah, I've only done four.
So now
four drag and drag.
This whole car we're building, the new car we're building, is actually kind of focused on Dragon Drive.
Which one? The
the Ranger.
The Ranger. Okay.
Yes.
Ranger,
yeah. So it's all about Dragon Drive, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what a Dragon Drive was. Well, no, it's got to be for Dragon Drive. Well, what? Why would you do that?
So you guys gonna go to some of the six summer tracks when I'm on?
The truck won't really wrap up.
Well, I know, but I mean just to hang out.
Oh hell yeah!
Because we're driving right past your house.
Yeah. Oh, in a heartbeat. Yeah. God yeah.
All right, I'm going to change some gears here. I wanted to talk to you about, you're kind of famous in your own right here.
No, I'm not.
Infamous.
Infamous. You are, how would I describe you? You write articles for VW Trends magazine,
yeah,
correct?
Because we had Dan on the show,
right?
And that was one of our more popular shows.
Dan and I actually have some interesting history. So Dan...
You worked at Vans together.
No.
Hold on, to pump the brakes real quick. What do you... What do you do?
That's so cool.
What do you do for VW Trends? What's your article?
I am a writer.
You're a writer.
I am a writer for VW Trends, which is, how crazy is that? Like 15-year-old me is so stoked. So stoked. So
what's the name of the article that you write? Is it a recurring article?
It is. It's every issue. I have a column.
Okay. What is the name?
It's called Garage Built, and it is focused on guys who are building stuff out of their houses.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, it was really relatable to me.
Right? Yeah.
Well, let me give you the backstory on that. Dan worked in the Harley industry. So he worked in my industry for years and years and years. He's the marketing guy for a local shop that I did a ton of work with. And so I'm in touch with, and I didn't know Dan during the cool kid era.
Okay.
I only know him now as a marketing guy at a shop, right? And I knew what he did. Mm-hmm. And he knew I had a Volkswagen problem, blah, blah. We went back and forth. Calls me one day. Are we connecting one day? He's all, no, I bought it back. He goes, I found it. Nobody owns the URLs. Nobody owns it. I bought it back. I'm all, that's nuts. He's all, I'm going to print a magazine. I'm all, wow. Okay.
Wow. You know what year it is?
Wow. That is awesome. So I'm all, tell you what, man, you're going to be starving for content. Huh. And the way to do this really, really right, to do a magazine right, it's a multimedia kind of a deal. So there's digital content, there's print content. It is a whole thing. It's not just one or the other.
It's Instagram.
Nowadays,
right, totally.
Everything, have to do that.
Right. Yeah. I'm all, tell you what, dude, I would love to do, and I'm just a frustrated writer, and I write for a whole bunch of different pubs. So I'm all, I would love to do a column, like a digital column, gives you some digital content that's unique, mm-hmm. you know? And I sent him a couple of samples. He goes, no, let's do this in the magazine. I'm all, 15-year-old me is so stoked. So stoked.
Yeah.
I'm all, okay. So I write one and he's all, oh, that's perfect. I'm all, really? He's all, yeah, you got two pages going forward. So yeah, I am a VW Trends editor.
Yeah.
Which is, how crazy is that, right?
Yeah. So, and then David says, hey, you want to be on this?
I'm like,
hell yeah.
Yeah. So he's the perfect, he's a perfect story, right? So literally working out of his garage or basement or shop or all on his property.
The compound we call it.
Building. Yeah, it is. Yeah, building cool Volkswagen stuff. Like, you know, and that's when I grew up, like during the height of the Calix season, there was no, you know, shop that you went to. You built that crap in your garage.
Yep.
You know, you painted that in your garage. I mean, it just...
Or your driveway or front yard. Like,
nothing wrong with that, man. Don't judge. So just don't use yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow. Anyway.
When the bugs are alive.
Yeah. Well, temperature, you know, I even made sure that humidity was right, but it was outside. Anyway, so I said, I want to really tell that story. And I think that's a fun story, right?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
how we it got is. To that, where we are.
Everyday life people.
And there's still cool people doing this stuff, right? So Prescott was really fun, you know, and like,
so hold on, you interviewed Prescott.
Oh, totally.
You
yeah.
Yeah. What, yeah. Do you remember the time frame? I don't think you've ever.
I don't remember the.
I got it.
I'm
right
sure
here.
You do
it's
with
right
your stack.
Me.
You don't have to pull it out. Just
yeah. I don't ballpark. Remember which. It was last year.
It was last year.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do. We actually, and the kid was with. We were probably tied it to dropping off the trans. As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So we.
I think it was a multiple.
Yeah. Totally. Right. That's good use of coming to Milwaukee. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do a whole piece on him and like the get his backstory and you know all the cars he's done and it's. You know, that's fun stuff. It's super relatable. It's guys who are building really, really neat cars out of their garage. Like, that's what bore this scene.
Yeah.
You know, and it's still happening.
Yep.
You know, I just did one on a girl out of, she's North Carolina or somebody.
I was just telling Sean about
Real Caroline.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I read the article. Yeah.
Really she's cool super sweet. She's 20-something, maybe. It's her and her dad.
Yeah.
She's dreamt up all this crazy stuff. She was in SEMA last year with it. She does a great job.
She does a great job.
Freaking great job. She's literally, she's 20 something. This is her whole job is content creation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's how fun is that? Yeah. And they have a little tiny shop. They don't do outside work. They are just making cool cars. Yeah. So it's a super fun opportunity. And every quarter is what that publishing schedule is. I get a chance to do a fun article.
It's nice
on...
it's nice that it's stretched out. Imagine doing this every month.
No, I couldn't.
So how do you some of your content, is it mostly online? Like, how do you get your pictures, or do you go out to each one of these people?
I did it with Prescott because it was easy. I actually make them supply their own content.
Okay.
Well, hey, here's the photos I need.
Okay.
You know, and there's always the kind of the lead shot, which is a shot of the garage.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. this is called garage. They drew me a goofy little icon. So I have like a little title icon. It's a dude in Vans under a bug.
Imagine that.
It's shocking, right? And like their sticker, I'm all, Dan knows me. So, and you know, Dan's super fun. He's been on the podcast, right? He's super fun and really enthusiastic about it. So, and you know, in fact, I checked in this year, like December-ish. I think my deadline was last month. I'm all, hey, are we still doing this? He goes all, hell yes.
Like, why wouldn't we?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go, Dan.
So, yeah, you know, he gives me a schedule and he goes, here's when they're due. Get them done.
That's awesome.
It's very fun. The wild part is the people that I've been able to connect with that I would never otherwise talk to.
Yeah.
Right. The Real Caroline is a super fun one.
Sure.
I had a couple of middle-aged women building a bug in their dad's shop a couple of issues ago.
Mm-hmm.
They did this gorgeous restoration with their dad.
Yeah.
You know, and their kids. Mm-hmm. It was such a fun story, right? I love that kind of stuff. So it was really cool. We had one. The guy, the last minute, bails, and he's pushing me off, and then bails on me. He was like, I can't do it. I don't have time. I'm not going to be able to get the photos. I'm all, oh, crap. I have a magazine deadline.
Yeah.
You know the pressure I'm under.
They are not going to wait for my dumb ass. Right? So, like, I'm all, hey, he's all, just do it on yourself. Well, okay. So I did it essentially on the kid.
Okay.
So, our goofball crap. And I had my in-house photographer at SNS shot a pic, and it's all of our cars in the driveway and the kid and everything. So it was very cool.
Well, it gives you more street cred.
True. Yeah.
It's nothing. It's not. Oh, the writer of this column.
Yeah, I'm not just some
can relate.
You're just not some guy who can write a story. You're a guy who actually works on cars.
Actually,
and fix cars.
Do dumbass things.
Well, there's the difference. Like when I wrote my book, it's like I'm not a writer. But I build motors.
No, I used your book.
Yeah. So
same here.
So. I don't keep a lot of books anymore.
Yeah.
But I have actually like that thing is all greasy and messed up.
I get yelled at because I ask him questions. He's like, you didn't read my book. I didn't memorize your book.
His reading comprehension is the worst.
I don't because I didn't memorize
I'll know
every
not
single
to ask
word.
That in the future. Yeah. No, I've actually like it. The copy I bought it off of Amazon.
Sure.
When you first went live with it,
mm-hmm.
like, I got to get one of those, right? So I buy it, and it's...
You got the first printing, so that's rare.
It's all greasy.
It's got all the wrong answers in it.
It's all greasy and
it's got all the typos.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so that was kind of rad. I loved that. So, the writing thing is really fun. I write for a bunch of... I'm an overland guy as well, so Jeeps and camping and crap.
See,
like
Sean
that.
Wants to get into... He talked to Dan about content creating.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, Dan doesn't, he's not as big on the digital end of it.
Yeah,
I want to start when we go to, because I'm going along to a lot of these shows and like I'm not racing my car, but I was like, maybe I can go out there and take photos.
Totally.
And
take
photos and maybe write an article. It'd be cool to get published in.
Totally.
In
it's super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't get old.
Yeah.
Like, and I get he'll send me the issues. Like, I'll get issues and a check, you know, and like, and I'm all, that's really rad.
No, that is cool. Yeah.
Well, that's what Sean wants to do.
I'm like, that would be exciting to see something I wrote and some pictures I took in a magazine.
It's still very, very fun. So, yeah, I've got one. May-ish, I think, is my next deadline, and I don't have anybody in mind yet. So I
got
to come up with
some. I got some people. I can hook you up. Yeah.
I did one on Annie. So this chick she's in Canada. Who's doing this meticulous restoration of a car that nobody cares about. It's like a 71 or 69 or something like that. And she is, oh my God, she is so detail oriented and she does a really, really good job of explaining what she's doing. And it's awesome.
So like the article writes itself, basically.
She was just really fun. Well, it turns out
she has a YouTube channel?
Probably, yeah. I don't remember what her thing is. So I'll find it. She's her real job, she does cosplay helmets.
Really?
She airbrushes cosplay helmets.
Okay.
And that's
like
she
Star
made a
Wars
job out
stuff.
Of it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That is.
This woman is super neat.
That is awesome.
This woman, she's like layers of cool. But she's documented her build really, really well. And I connected with her before she kind of got super, super famous. She just recently turned off her comments.
Mm.
Like, because so many people are chiming in. Like she'll get thousands of comments. Wow. Right. Which is really fun. Yeah. And it's just this middle-aged woman doing a very, very detail-oriented restoration of a car. You know, and the typical, the car has a name and blah, blah. She is so cool. I want to go.
Cars.
Yeah.
That's well, name your car. I named yeah. my car. All my cars have names.
I think we tried to name the bus and then it didn't stick. So we gave up.
So well, I let my son name them. So that's how they're kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't remember who named
but
it.
But then I end up with like Space Kitty was one of the
yeah,
cars.
Yeah. You don't want that. Like, you don't want
all right.
That.
We're going to call yeah. that something else. But good job.
Anyway, so yeah, she was super fun to work with. So
what would you say would be your most memorable article that you've written?
Oh, it's got to be Prescott. Come on.
Prescott?
Yeah, he's got to be Prescott.
I'm in Prescott's
Grandpa,
house right now.
Grandpa Prescott.
I have to say
yeah.
Prescott.
Yeah, he's in.
All of them have been
you can't
super cool.
You can't compare one to the other.
No. They've all had neat stories. You know,
because you come here and yeah, it's my stuff, but somebody might paint cars or restore
yeah,
cars.
Yeah, oh, totally,
and,
right.
And I'm not that guy.
Yeah, it's each one of them kind of has its own life, you know. And each one of them has, you know, like just like VW people all have these crazy stories of how they got into it, and
that's kind of the whole reason
totally,
we did the
which
podcast,
is so fun,
you know,
right?
Talk to these guys.
Yeah, there's no limit to how many content we can find.
Oh,
it's
my
all
God,
of them.
Yeah. And there you stay I stay connected. You know what? Yeah. We've known Prescott for.
Yeah,
6 years, 7 years.
Yeah,
like
and all the friends I've made through Volkswagen are
totally.
Still my friends.
Totally. It's funny because when I was talking to some people who don't know about Volkswagens about doing a Volkswagen content or a podcast, they're like, you know, you're in a really narrow market there, and I'm like, do you not realize that like how many people have Volkswagen stories or tales about owning a Volkswagen?
And
it was one
of
the most popular.
And
cars.
That's the whole podcast content. You know, it's always. If you're into something, there's going to be a podcast
Totally.
There.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You'll find one.
Oh, totally.
But yeah, it's a niche market. I get it.
But
mean,
it's
that's
not
fine.
Really. See, I don't think it's really a niche market because there's so many people out there.
It's surprising. It's, yeah. And at the very least, everybody's got a story. And then you get into guys with, you know, like a freaking shop full of cars.
Yep.
And I got to, you know, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm super remote. So like the town I'm in is only 4,300 people. In that area, that's considered a big town. Like we have a Walmart. So,
ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, there's one dude in the whole area that is a Volkswagen guy, and we've connected with him, and he's a awesome human. Yeah. Like, I love hanging out with him. I love hearing from him. I love talking Volkswagen stories to him. You know, we've both come over and helped each other with their cars, and, you know, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you have this connection.
Yeah, you always have that connection, and I'm willing to help anybody that's into Volkswagens. You know, it's like they have a question, or they need to borrow a tool.
I can't begin to tell you how much money you've cost me.
It's my fault.
Yes. Well, oh, my God, yes.
So quickly tell us about, you mentioned that I think you mentioned that the kids build is going to be in a SEMA show.
The Ranger, yeah. They have a Battle of the Builders Young Guns category.
Yeah, the Young Guns thing is pretty
right.
cool.
Yeah, right. That's his premise. So, you know, when he dreamt this whole thing up, he's all, I want to be 21-year-old to have a car in SEMA.
Yeah,
that's amazing. That's my dream.
So, and so is it going to be part of the...
I don't know. So that's our next challenge, right? So he's officially entered in the Young Guns build-off category.
Okay, he did the registration for that.
Paperwork and everything.
Right.
Well, it's coming up, but we just talked to SEMA and they're all... And we're launching the thing next month and we'll have you fill out all the paperwork. He's all, you're in though.
Okay.
Well, cool. Right? The challenge is you have to be in somebody's booth to be judged.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Who's your sponsor for that?
Well, actually, at this point, we don't even know. We're at a point where it's starting to get interesting. Holly's helping us out a little bit. Alden American, which is a suspension company out of California, is helping us out.
Okay.
And then Race Winning Brands, which is Wiseco and a couple other brands are helping us out. They're helping us because we're doing LS. They're helping us out. I don't know. So no one's going to commit to it being in their booth until they see it, I think.
Yeah, they're kind of like...
Which I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
It's a big show. Yeah. I mean, it costs a lot of money
to go there. SEMA. Right. Yeah. You got to have A-level stuff,
yes.
Right? So
yeah, you can't have your...
Right. We're getting close to where it's getting interesting, where somebody's going to go, hey, can you... So we'll see. Right now, we don't
have... So if you're listening to this episode and you want to sponsor a Young Guns SEMA show, get in contact with us.
Sponsor the kid. Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to wrap it up there.
Okay, that's fair.
I do appreciate it, but no, I do appreciate your stories that you're telling. They're awesome. I mean, it's Very cool.
It's
very
Volkswagen's ruined my life. Volkswagen saved my life.
Yeah,
same sure. Time. Sure.
First off, most importantly, if you like what you hear on here, you can follow us at Bruce City Bug Talk on Facebook. And then we also have our email at bcbugtalk@gmail.com. If you got any questions or comments about the show, feel free to email us there. What else you got you want to add there, Mr. Prescott?
Well, if you have an event or a show or something coming up and you're part of a car show promoter or you're in a club that puts on a show, doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't have to be in Wisconsin even. But if you'd like to promote it, give us a message on Facebook.
Or an email.
Or an email on bcbugtalk@gmail.com.
Give us the details about the show.
Yeah, give us, you know, when it is, what
it's
about.
Cool.
It's
very cool.
If it's got, you know, needs to be Volkswagen related, that would help. But we'll promote your show and maybe you can promote us.
Yeah. And do remember that these obviously are pre-recorded. So if you send us something and we don't mention it, it's probably because
it's already happened.
We've already. Yes, it's already happened. So just keep that in mind when you reach out to us.
Another cool thing we wanted to do while we have Dave here, since he works for VW Trends Magazine, we thought it would be cool to give one of our awesome listeners a 1-year subscription to VW Trends Magazine.
It's very cool.
How it's going to work is, you need to go to Facebook, find our Bruce City Bug Talk page, like it if you haven't already. Then you go to VW Trends Magazine's Facebook page, like them also. Then you go back to our Bruce City Bug Talk page, find the official giveaway post, and leave a comment. We will do a random drawing from the people who commented to determine our winner. So, yeah, simple as that.
Well, okay, we'd like to say thanks to David for stopping by.
And yeah, that was very fun. I'm sure I'll be back because we've got another transmission blow up.
Yeah, you're welcome here anytime. Yeah. Yeah, tell the kid he's obligated to be on the...
No, the test and tune session, that might be a thing. You may see us in the near future here.
Okay, very good. Cool. Very good.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening and have a good day.
Yeah, peace out.
Don't forget to check out VW Trends Magazine for all the latest trends in the Volkswagen scene. Check them out at www.vwtrendsmagazine.com.